This is CliffCentral.com.
Please be aware that this show contains crude and foul language. If you are sensitive to topics like science or religion, we cordially invite you to please fuck off now. Thank you.
Good morning, everyone. Isn't that just wonderful way to start your day, Gavin?
It is indeed. Like, oh my goodness, that's karaoke extreme.
Explain.
Like, oh my goodness, I love it. It's like that's a weird kind of karaoke and misheard lyrics in one.
And drunkenness, I think.
Yeah. And I've got something beautiful to tell you about karaoke, but that's only later on.
Okay, I'm going to write it down. Later, in my life?
In Stoff Puppies. Okay. Mm. Remind me in case I forget.
Do you know that we have a special co-host today?
Do we?
Karaoke. I'm just writing down here. We do. And he's actually sitting right here, Kevin, to your left.
Oh, really?
You see that guy? That's Alfred Adrian.
Hello, Alfred.
Hello, Alfred.
Thanks for having me. Co-host, Nogal.
Alfred and I know each other for 6 days, exactly.
Yes, and I feel like it's a 6 long days. I've been stalking you on Instagram. I know everything now.
I saw that you two were bonding at some studio of some media house.
Yes.
And then I thought maybe he's your client,
Gavin. No.
I thought he was a Red Dotter.
I'm my client.
I'm not so lucky. We must talk about that.
Yeah.
You're not a Red Dotter then. So you just met him there. Red Dotter klinks as iemand van IJsland. You weet mis die vrouw is allemaal dotter.
Is it?
Yeah, and he wants a so it's Svensson, and then the Iceland ladies are Johan's daughter, then daughter, and the Red Daughter would be.
Oh, wow!
Yeah,
we must open offices there.
I think you must.
So Alfred and I we used that platform to speak about fatherhood.
Yes, I'm very
fatherhood. Father out.
Father skop.
Hood.
Hood. Did I say wood?
Ek het gehoor hout.
Soos die hout wat jy gekry die week.
Ek het vader hout.
Oh,
jy het vol genoeg kinders, maar nie nog vader hout kry nie.
Yes, because I've only been a father for 2 months.
But that's about, your show is about that.
Yes, it's about, well, at the end is a little bit about that, yes.
Good.
Mm. Yeah.
So, how is it?
So, well, my show is basically called Dating Life, so that it basically talks about my 20s as a heterosexual man in Johannesburg.
Wow, we don't know what that is. What is heterosexual?
Yeah, exactly.
What is heterosexual? So, yeah, so that's my story, and then trying to find girlfriends and just dealing with life, dating life, so to speak.
Oh, so you're not married?
I'm married. I get married at the end of the show. So, like, it walks all the way up to me being married now.
Oh,
sure. I made it.
For a second there, I thought you're getting married after Casper's show now.
No, that's absolutely Gavin.
Not.
That's Gavin's head. That's not well. Jere, dis weer die blond wat uitkom. Maar, jy vertel jou lewensverhaal in die show.
So bietjie, en ook ander klomp goed, jy weet hoe die shows werk, jy weet, maar is heavily themed towards dating, so dis waarom a dating life is, en ook, because I date life, it's a sort of a 20-year-old boy experiencing life properly as an adult. I'm 30s. 5 okay. turning 36.
Okay, so you got the experience. Now, I thought you said you were 20. I thought, no, you're too young.
Nee, ek het nog niks.
Okay, fantastic. So you are going to, because there's a lot of hoo-ha about the show. People are already like discussing it and talking, and they are bristling with fucking excitement, which is great.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, and that's going to open when?
That's opening on the 27th of June till the 8th of July, but I'm doing it in Afrikaans on the 7th of July for the matinee.
Okay, lekker. Miskien moet ek daai show
jy moet asseblief kom. Jy moet die 7de sommer heel dag kom. Jy moet 7de
ja, die al twee.
Die, ja, en kyk ja. Jy al twee. Jy en Gavin asseblief en al julle partners okay. en Gavin se 7 kinders.
Ek weet nie of ken jy Afrikaans verstaan nie.
Nee, sê mag ek kom weer 16, right? So she won't be able to.
She
come.
Does not. Why are you doing it in like both languages? Why not?
I'm doing it because I'm Afrikaans. I'm Afrikaans originally. So I've been doing comedy in English the whole time, but you know, as Casper will know this, you're so much better in your
own
your mother tongue.
Yeah, you have a in English vernacular.
In your vernacular. Yeah. Exactly.
And you have a neck.
It's my neck, yeah.
And mens gooi maar die Engels in laat almal kan verstaan. Yeah. But it's nice if you can let grip in your own language.
Oh, it's so much better. Yeah. So much better. But the sad part is that I only get to do it once, but I am going to all the Kunstfeeste in Afrikaans, Woordfeest,
oh, that's good. Kaap, Bloemfontein. We need more Afrikaans.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Yeah. What is the show called?
In Afrikaans, it's called Van Hunky.
Van Hanky.
Yes.
Oh, like
because I'm from Hanky.
Hanky.
Oh, okay.
Hanky everyone goes Alfred area. Adrian Van Hanky. Oh yeah. It's a klein dorpie in Wisconsin.
And I when I first saw when I stalked you
yes.
after we appeared yes, yes. together, I get confused with the two names because I then immediately I thought, okay, maybe it's like a stage name that you created for yourself.
There's a story here. My Please. Name is Alfred. Well, everyone, my family, Alfred Adrian.
Yes.
Now, here's a story. Ek weet nie as die ding waar, jy weet, a auntie vertel a oom and a uncle tells it, you know, and then the thing comes, but it came this way to me. Huh. My great-great-great oma, so oma's grandfather, well, my grandfather's side, came to South Africa from St. Helena, which was a slave colony. When they came to South Africa, they had to be registered.
Came from where?
St. Helena.
Oh.
So they had to be registered here. Then obviously apartheid government, the guy went, okay, what's your name? Nee, man. What's your name? No, my name is Aaron Abdurrahman.
Mm. Oh, God.
They said, nee, man, I can't do that spelling. Your name is now Adrian. Bang.
Ah.
Wow.
Really?
3-4 generations ago.
Just lazy.
And they just, we never changed it back.
Yeah.
Because now what do you do? I mean, it's all these, now people say Adrian is two names, and then say it's Adrian and klink it Afrikaans. Luckily, I am Afrikaans, but it's actually on the opposite side, is my mother's side. My father's side, where the name comes from, is English.
Yeah.
So it's Adrian, so it's one A or two A?
It's two A's, it's Adrian.
Adrian.
Maar die oom daar het besluit, fuck dit. Ek gaan Adrian maak.
Ja nee, jy kan nie hierdie Abdurrahman spel nie.
Well, you know what? I can believe that, auntie, because... Yeah. Even with my surname, like I was told by my aunties as well,
yeah.
And hulle praat nie nonsense, is that we were, I would have been Gavin Von Prince today.
Oh, but that's very Lani.
Exactly. Is it the adelike?
Yes, baie adelike, yeah.
Was adelike.
But then in our history and throughout the years, like jy kan nie 'n Von Prince wees, so they dropped the Von and say yes, not Prince. So I can believe that story.
Yeah, no. But you know the story from the January, February, that old little
No, no, tell.
No, it's just like how Cape, like a lot of colored people's surnames are January, and that's January, February, March, and that's because of sort of their, it's the slave colonies, like they, your owner is what bought you in January, so now you're January.
Oh, wait, because you could April?
There's a little April. No, everyone. September? December. I've met all of them.
I've also met all of them.
There's a little docu, if you look, I think it's on YouTube. It's like 5-6 minutes long about it.
That's my history teacher was Mr. October.
Oh, my goodness. Because there's that song as well, January, February, March. Isn't that a South African song?
Is there a song? I don't know.
April, May, June. That is
August, September, October.
The minstrels do that song.
Yes, yes,
every
yes.
year. Yeah, yeah.
That is where
maar,
I
is it nie ons, dis Afrikaans?
Dis Afrikaanse ding, hy, man. Ek is seker af. Ek dink jylle sing om in Amerika, January, February, maart, April, May.
Just hang on. Just talk about that a little bit more, because as a very good radio presenter, I'm not going to play that song because I want to listen to it.
Please, yes, play it.
So
I hope you get a good version.
No, there's only one version I know of, and I'm going to tell you who they are. You're going to recognize them immediately. Who do you think sings that?
Ek weet nie. No idea.
They're from Germany.
Oh, well, the German did it. Doesn't mean it did it. It's South African.
Hoe kry dit nie? Wag. They're from Germany.
I kom nou.
And they are... Wie kom?
Nee, ek wag vir jou. Jy kom. Dink 'n bietjie skurf. Maar at least is ons nie beperk.
And they were managed by a white guy called Frank Farian.
Frank Farian.
Yes, and he sang... There was a black guy who sang Ma Baker, but that guy, Frank Farian, sang that. The black guy just mimed
Frank
it.
Frank Farian.
That's the German guy's name.
Okay.
And so they sang, they are Boney M, and they sang the January calendar song, and I can't find it. Fuck. January, February, March, April.
But we made that thing lekker, man. You know what I mean? Have you heard that thing in the minstrels do it? There's a, oh man, ons maak op ons lekker, man. Ons maak om...
Oh, God, die sere vieren van Babel. Wacht, wacht. Is hy nie ook op die Christmas song hier?
Het klink baie Christmas.
By the rivers of Babylon. No, I can't find it now. Damn it. That is a very interesting thing. So it's a slave name.
It's a yes, basically. Well, the January, February stuff.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking
but
about.
But even in America that happened. So you in the US, and listen, sometimes I speak and I'm not 100% correct. There'll be people typing and stuff. Yeah, it's incorrect, but in the US, they have when the owner gave their surname sometimes to their slaves.
Yeah.
So it's a bit different, but yeah, now at least they knew which year, when they bought you.
Here we go.
Fun.
Yay! Okay. Can we have the first group, please? It's the January, February, March group, please. Here we go.
How's it? That's the one.
Yes. German.
They are German, but they sing in English.
German. Kasper zal dit doen. Ik zou nooit, ik het altijd zitten. Klinkt Boney M erg, ne?
It is Boney
M. Oh, it's Boney M!
You see?
I got it right. I don't know what is Boney M.
Just indulge me for a while.
I didn't. No, Boney M was German.
January, February, March, April, May, June, July. That was very good and interesting. And that's what I love about the show, Alfred, is that we are pumping out information here. Now, I have received from Jade, from Wackett. Jade. Are they your agents?
They are my agents.
I have received a little file from you, about you doing some stand-up. Shall we listen to it and see? I don't know.
I hope they didn't edit.
Maar dier wie is dit gerecord?
Ik weet nie. You know, your agenda steer is always like super clean. You know, like a little fun.
Yeah, but I mean, it's the sound quality, okay?
I hope so. I'm sure that they would have looked into that.
Now, what the fuck is that? Idea?
I see there's a lot of white guys here, and actually it's a perfect opportunity for me to share something with you. Because we came out of apartheid a long time ago. And, you know, all the negative stuff behind, but there's still things, it's a new relationship. It's a new relationship. We're still learning things about each other, aren't we? But I feel like if I don't tell you things, how will you know? It's communication. White males have no public toilet manners. No, man. And it needs to be addressed because I don't think you guys know this. You're way too confident in the public toilet. The work toilet. The toilet at work. Have you seen colored people, black people, Indian people, at the toilet at work? Let me tell you what happens. We don't use the toilet at work for a number two. No. We're way too conservative for that. If we have a terrible, terrible day, right? We have a terrible day, it's bubbling, it's really bad. We're sitting there at work, we're like, fucking pinch it, we pinch that thing. And we think, it's 1 o'clock only now, please, can 3 o'clock come around? Please, you know? We sweat. And then if we absolutely have to go, sir, And I'm talking to you so that you can share this with your friends. If we absolutely have to go, we sneak in, we check there's nobody there. We go in the cubicle, we make that little pillow with the toilet paper. We sit down, we do our business, now with sound effects, and we try and do it softly. We don't want to make sounds like, no, softly, right? And it stinks, because we know it stinks. If you walk into the toilet at that point in time, we keep fucking quiet. Because we don't want to be associated with that smell. We wait for you to finish, then we come out. Not you guys. Way too fucking confident in the work toilets, sir. Way too confident. And I'll tell you why you guys are so confident. It's because you guys are charming cheese all the fucking time. White people love cheese. You guys have a personal relationship with cheese, man. I bet you now, if I ask this beautiful white lady, five cheeses straight off the top of her head, she'll be able to tell me a Gouda, a cheddar, a light Simonsberg. I'm telling you, you guys know if it's a heavy taste or if it's a light taste. You know what I'm saying? We don't fucking know that shit. We just know the nicest cheese is the cheapest cheese. That's what we know. My granny, dude, cheese was a very expensive commodity in our house. My granny bought cheese in bulk and we grated it, man. We grated so it stretches. Then it's like crack cocaine. We put it in little packets in the deep freezer. And we wait for guests to come and we take out one packet on the salty crack. That is how we eat cheese. And then when the guests come, we tap what granny says to you. Hey, you don't eat this fucking cheese like you've never seen cheese before. You know. But granny, I've never had cheese before. So I'm confused now. The mixed messages. You know what I'm saying? This is what happens. We always mix cheese with bread, sir. Not you guys. Just chunks of cheese fucking in green side all the time. That shit messes with your stomach. It's not a secret. You know this. Then you come into the work toilet, I'm standing there washing my hands, I put on shirts, huh? Wait to come from that shit, oh, it's bubbling, boy. It's bubbling, but hey, Elf, hang here for me. Why must I wait for you? Why? Then you go in there on your bloody cell phone and on Facebook and go, oh, dude, why? Stop that, man. Stop that shit. No pun intended. Stop it. I don't want to smell what you're doing and why must I wait? That wasn't comedy. That my set's going to start now. That was just a public service announcement so that you guys are aware of the problem. Because I don't think you're aware. Anyway, that was my rant. It's exhausting now. Time to educate you people.
As we learned last week, Friday, that this is the World Cup tune of the Soccer World Cup.
Who does this?
I've got no idea, but it is someone, obviously, who's very happy
Santriana
with the money.
No.
Could be.
I've realized that I've gone, you know, there's an age where you stop caring about fluffy stuff. I'm like, I don't know who these kids are. Yeah. Like, they say, Kelly this and who that. I don't care. I like that tune and that's it. And then I move on.
It's the next generation. They go on and they have the song. But I actually want to talk about the World Cup. Are you watching anyone? KK Alfred?
Ek kyk totally. Ek is nie 'n sports ou nie.
Ek sou dit nie sê nie.
Nee, totally. Ek is nie 'n sport doen. Wie as hulle my vra, wil jy gaan Swan Lake watch of wil jy die World Cup final watch? Swan Lake.
Really?
Elke keer toe.
I would much rather go for
ek gee nie om nie. Ek gee so min om. Sport in
you,
a bolskop
so
is
not any sport.
No sports. My father's this mate because he's a sport. My pa kyk al 5 dae se cricket. Any highlights? He's high up. And to al twee sy seuns uitgekom. My broer totally. He watch niks sportie. My sister is die een wat toe. Hy vir 'n cricket bat moes koop. Jy weet is benadig.
And are you watching, Gav?
I watch when other people watch. So
what does that mean?
But like if I walk into your house and it's on the screen and then I watch it, but I heard that there were some historic moments.
So far, so good. if you're sitting on your sofa, it's so good. Because what is happening is that it's like story games.
Where your
people who usually win lose. So it's Argentina.
Germany,
Argentina, Iceland playing well. It's fantastic.
Wasn't there an Asian team that also was the first team to win?
I think it's the first team to touch a soccer ball. I think that's but what is promising now, because it's the beginning and it's boring, and but it looks like it's going to be a very good second round onwards.
If it's already
this good.
Yeah.
You know. I mean, the Spain-Portugal game was fantastic. It was so tense.
I tried.
And Ronaldo scored a wall off in a win to the 3. Some of goals in one game.
Wow. Did you see that picture of... Did you see that picture? What is the soccer legend in the...
Pele.
In the rollstool? Yes.
It's Pele. Yeah, he's in a rollstool.
In a rollstool.
Okay, who's the one in a roll in a, in a roll stool?
Daar was
daar's 'n soccer legend wat by een van die games in 'n rolstoel
was. Oh, Maradona.
En toe was Putin langs hom. En Putin lyk vir my baie aankam, like hy lyk net so.
Hy's baie stokstyf. Hy lyk
Maradona's day. He's there crying.
Ja, Maradona is ook fine, man. Hy het die ander dag gestaan en gerook voor die no-smoking sign. Toe vat hy die foto.
Lekker. Wie de fuck het een rolstoel? Waarvan praat jy, Gavin? Het jy die rechte kok gekyk?
Gavin, die is met een ronde bal. What?
I promise you. It is.
There was a very famous soccer player in a wheelchair next to Putin. That sounds very, very dirty.
Putin doesn't look like the kind of guy I want to have like a party with, eh?
I will tell you momentarily.
No, I wouldn't sit with Putin.
If you had to choose any president in the world to have a jol with, like Obama.
I would Obama because he would teach me stuff as well.
Ja, maar jy wil gaan drink nou, is brandewyntyd.
Okay.
I think everyone would go Obama because he's such a...
Yeah. Maybe old Merkel sipes like a fish. You know, from Germany.
Ek sê nog steeds, ek wil met hulle sê Jacob drinkie, maar ek glo dit nie. Ek sê vir jou, Jay-Z. Mm. Ek sê vir jou nou, hulle sê hy drinkie, maar hoe kan jy nie drink as jy so baie vrouens het? Hy moes gesyp gewees het.
Ja, hy moes heeltyd.
En hy lyk asof hy lyk, hy lekker skit kan organise, en hy ken mense wat vir jou by die agterdeur kan inkry en whatever jy wil hê, jy weet.
Whatever that means.
Legal or illegal.
I'm with you.
Can I just say, like, I have lost my obsession to dinner with famous people.
Yeah.
But I've got a new obsession. Mm. I want to be like the bestie to the bestie.
Oh, you want to be the best friend of the best friend.
So my new...
So you want to be like the Facebook friend of Judas and not Jesus.
That's basically... I will only fail stories where if I do.
My blondness is kicking in there. But anyway, but I want like...
You want the bestie of the bestie.
Yeah.
Yes.
You want to hang out with Gail, not Oprah.
Yes.
And
yes.
That is what I was going to say. You took it out of my mouth. Like, I want to have dinner with Gail.
Gail had stories. And I want Gail a little sauced. You know what I mean?
Yes.
So that we can say van haar van Oprah's losgeit in haar 20 jare.
Ja, ja. Bietjie gesuip dat sy vertel.
Ja.
Ons wil hoor. Van Steadman. Is it steady man? Of,
steady Steadman.
Is it
steady? Hy arme man lyk so stokstijf. Hy lyk so skoolhoof van geboorte af.
He does. He just want to always open on a Monday morning with the children. Yeah. He looks like that.
Het lyk my hy gaan slaap met a suit aan.
He's the biggest contradiction for me because he is a motivational speaker, yet when I saw him at my daughter and I were shopping at Sandton City a few people mobbed him.
A soccer player in a wheelchair and Steadman shopping in Sandton.
Yeah, he was also by he was by Mr. Price gewees.
what drugs are you using?
And then no, it was not Mr. Price. It was at
did you
a
see Abraham
shop.
Lincoln in at the Kleutrekker Monument?
Yes, I did.
What some mushrooms had you geëet for me?
And he sends his regards to the two of you.
Oh,
and
thanks.
So Steadman was in this curio shop, this gift shop. So I said to Kenya, let's go in here. Papa just wants
Papa
to buy gifts, whatever.
Yeah.
And this Steadman is obviously, he had like 3 people that looked very African-American with him. Yeah. But he's like a giant. Hey? He's proper tall. And then the people started fans, yeah. But obviously like Oprah fans,
piling around him.
They were like taking pictures and whatever, and then
say pen is now by Oprah.
Yeah,
and so he just
say pen is now by Oprah.
And so he just sat in the corner of the shop and he was hiding away from these people.
Oh, like, have you actually ever? Grow a
beard.
No, who's your motivational? Ik weet
ie. Like, yeah, weird.
Do you know what I mean?
And he's probably hella expensive to get as well.
So what I actually wanted to do was play a file that Ben gave me about soccer. So now we're already with Stedman and I don't know. So we must go back to the soccer now. Because this is now funny. It is like funny soccer names.
Days in Hamburg. It was the first time Australia have beaten England. Aussie striker Bruce Vukovic, the hero for the Socceroos, picking up two goals. Here's some of the action.
Australia goes on the attack now through Digadic. Good ball for Sanovic. Jukanski. I can skip. No, Jukanski now. Nice pass key to Jukanski. Got an itch. Little chip of itch over the top of itch. Fuck off, you bitch. Goal of itch. 1-0 Australia. Fuck off, you bitch. The score up. And that stunned this England side. Hikanski does well. Now Hikanski. So can Shishki. Wikanowski. Good run. Has a shot. Ski. Goal. Ski. 2-0 Ski. Australia. England can't believe it.
Do you find that funny? I'm laughing, but you two are just sitting there looking like...
I am saving my grace. I'm saving my name here.
There's a...
May I present Exhibit A?
There he's sitting.
So what I'm showing Alfred and Casper is Pele. A picture of... What is
so name? I was right.
Pele. Yeah.
Pele. So I was right from the beginning. You didn't know what I was talking about. So it's Pele. And he was sitting in a wheelchair with Rumpelstiltskin.
Wow. Indeed.
Pele is a Pele. Shame. Maar ek het nie, wat is fout hoekom? Why is he in a wheelchair?
That was a long conversation, eh? 12 minutes to get back.
I was just trying to save myself, okay?
Yeah.
But I'm not... Dr. Statement van die fucking hoek van exclusive books at now. Meanwhile, it's Pele. So I'm not well anymore. So how did you start, Alfred, with your comedy?
I was in marketing. I did the thing that my parents thought. So I thought I should do. I can't put it on my parents. They were very cool. But I went and studied a BCom. I got a BCom gaan swat en so met die nommers. And I did it. I became a marketing person. I was a marketing manager at some of the cosmetics houses. I chose lipsticks and marketed them.
Really? But you sound very gay, eh?
Very campy.
You don't do... You do no sport. You don't fucking lipsticks.
Yeah, yeah.
But he's
I'm ticking my boxes.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
Still right. Okay. Like, but you got a baby. He's got a baby.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. So Mizi has also got a child.
Also true.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But no. Anyway, I would have... I always say if I was gay, yo! It would have been a party, eh?
Yeah.
I wish I was bi. I wish the door went both ways. Just yeah. Yeah, better shot in the club. I promise you. My mother must have said my kind penicillin. Anyway.
Yeah, but you can neek. Neek is your Hollandse word. Nee, for nee.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, neek. Yeah, yeah, neek. I like that he used it.
Wow.
Yeah.
As I BCom, I'll let me anyway, so did I now 10 years BCom gedoen and toe eendag toe ek toe trek ek Johannesburg toe om te kom marketing doen hierso to the City of Gold and toe in die middel af van toe sê ek like weet ek wil nog altyd probeer dit en ek het Mark Latering gewatch en ek het baie Casper geluister
wow.
In my tyd
and he helped hey.
Ja, Casper
was the motivation hey.
Hy was my moed hy die story van gaan die boerekoring sny.
Oh
types. En toe dink ek ook
hulle goed daai.
Toe let ek try, you know.
Oh, wow.
One shot, you get the feeling. You're on stage and it works.
Yeah.
Poof.
Then you got it.
Can't stop.
That's fantastic.
Oh, wow.
Didn't stop until it took me out of my day job. I held on to that day job for dear life.
Because that's your security.
Yeah, and then I was turning down too much stuff and then I let go and it was scary, but it's sort of working out.
Comedy can pay well.
It can.
If you do it right.
Yeah.
I mean, you... Only one person doing one man shows. If you get to that point,
yeah, yeah,
it can actually.
If you have an
well.
Audience. Also, I find that what comedians lack, I learned from being in a very strict office environment.
Good.
Get there on time.
Good.
Be decent. Be kind. Don't be
yes.
a diva.
Yes.
People would book a average act over a fantastic act. That's just all you need to be is on time
Oh,
and good, easy to work with.
Yeah,
you know,
easy to work
you know the story.
Because a lot of the young ones start getting diva-ish and then they ruin it for themselves. Completely.
Quickly.
Mm. You don't do diva.
2 weeks in and then now I'm doing a one-man show.
Oh, wow. Yeah, okay, good. I loved your Facebook post where you announced your one-man show where you were just like, you can't believe like this is happening to you.
Yeah, it is. It's all like, you must remember also, you know, your background sometimes is really telling. I come from Hanky, man. Nothing, you don't see
what
people.
Is Hanky? Tell us about Hanky.
Hanky is a fantastic clan.
How do you spell it?
H-A-N-K-E-Y.
H-A-N-K-E-Y.
Is where Sarkie Baarpan begraven.
Oh my god, ik had nou over Sarkie gepraat. Oh really? Is she still there?
She's not on the ground now, the old era.
Haar bene is daar.
Sarkie is underground. She's gone underground.
Ja. Weet je wat? Totally. Weet je wat sad van Sarkie? Hulle het die hele ding gekry nie. Hy is nog bene en hy iewers wat verloor.
Oh no.
Oh wow.
Ja, sy die hele is like stikke. Jy weet, want jy weet, hulle het mos... Man, hulle het alles by mekaar gekrap, klippe en mense en alles, en is alles in die museums verlore. Hulle weet, hier is alle goed, is hier regge label.
Hoeveel straat het Hanky?
En ja, is een paar, kijk, let ek het so stel, daar is die verkeerslichte nie. Die as een sparrend is dit, jy weet, is een klein dorpie.
So dit is baie Hanky?
Baie Hanky. Hanky, dankie. So basically, you don't see other people do arts and these things, you know, you don't... Mm. Those possibilities don't exist. Thank goodness for my parents used to take me to. They took me to the ballet. They took me out of go to PEC, this, see that. It was very difficult.
You had a ballet to go.
Yeah, they took me to ballet. I had friends that were like, I've got a very famous friend now that was a ballet. I don't know what you call a male ballet dude.
Again, gay thing.
Warren Adams, he's also.
He's like a proper straight fag hag. He's a straight
fag hag.
Male version of a fag hag.
Anyway, I don't know.
What is your address? Red Dot or Red Dot MC?
Red Dot PR.
Okay, I'm sending you something that we must read together on the show, and I've forgotten. So, it doesn't want to fucking go through. Okay, so buy a Hanky.
And to yeah. Basically,
that's your show's name in Afrikaans, hey?
Van Hanky.
Well, Van Hanky.
Yeah. So, baie mense sê, is hy nie, like die Van Hanky nie.
Van Hanky. Ah. And, and the English version of the show is called what?
It's Dating Life, but it's obviously a little tweak because it's way more my origin story in Van Hanky than dating so much, but it's, you know, it's Afrikaans. I'm basically splitting it two ways so that my Afrikaans audiences can come out and watch.
Yeah.
And not be... Oh, dis weer 'n Engelse show.
Ja.
Want as ek Pretoria speel, dan geniet dit. Dit is die beste plek om comedy te doen. Vooral nou, ek voel soos nou is die tyd. Want like die Capital Craft ouens by die monument, as jy dit speel, dan sien jy net hierdie baie intimidating goed vir 'n ou van kleer. Jy weet, like, daar is 'n ou met 'n gun en jy dink, uit my oppa gejaag en so. Maar dan speel, you play there and the coolest kids, they like.
Are they?
Fantastic. Het jy nog nooit gegaan nie?
Waarna toe nou?
Capital Craft, hulle speel een keer een maand.
I'm old.
Nee, jy moet kom. Jy sal het geniet.
Do you think so?
Ek weet so. Okay. Ek weet so.
Well, put a word in for me. Because, you know what I find?
In. Kasper, kom.
No, but you know what? You get to a certain level and people think you don't want to do it. And you actually want to do it. You want to be part of the crowd still.
Yes.
But they don't ask you.
Oh,
and then you sort of... sitting in between two chairs.
No, absolutely.
So like Goliath, I want to perform there, but they don't want to ask me because I think they don't want to embarrass me by asking me, but I want to do it. So vra daai fucking focus.
Nee, fuck, Kasper, ek, jy moet net een keer sê, ek bel almal, dis maandag op elke stage. Kasper, welkom. Right, sure, jy gaat ons.
Ooh, lekker. Yeah, no, I love it.
Most people, that's exactly right. They think, as Kasper, you weet.
Yeah, he doesn't want to, but you got to stay in practice.
Kasper's name is powerful. I was dealing with a matter, and I was speaking to a police woman.
Oh, Jesus.
And she was
Christ.
Dealing with my matter. Nee, ja? Ek gaan nie tronk toe nie, maar she was dealing with my matter, a very urgent...
Your matter.
Matter.
That sounds very rapey.
And she asked
rapey,
me, where am I? And I'm like, okay, I'm just about to go on air with Kasper de Vries. The Kasper de Vries, yes.
Yeah,
what
no.
did he say today, that naughty Kasper? That's what she says. And I'm like, shoo, we are here to discuss my very serious
matter.
And you feel the need to discuss like Kasper and his naughtiness, like seriously. Kasper.
Well, that's, you see, that is
priorities.
That is the advantage of experience, is that people, they know your name.
Yeah.
They know why.
So how can I do this, Kasper? Teach me.
just stay alive.
Isn't it? I must say, isn't it difficult, Casper? Is it moeilijk? When, kijk, people have a lot more expectation when you are a known act. Like, when I walk on, for the most part, I'm still, some people know me, some people don't. Mm. Yeah, but yeah. I'm not Mark Lottering. I'm not Casper De Vries.
You gotta be.
They expect a lot.
Yeah. Mm.
So then when you're working through material, it's not always bulletproof, you know
what
I mean? Now, that's the pain. That the pain that big acts have to go through. Because I mean, so judge you, hell at you. It's like, hi, Trevor, now is the show. Was he so?
Nee, is not so good.
This is his last, Danny. Nee, and it was $1,000 kaartje. Ik kan nou nie meer.
It depends where you are. Because if I play in a small club, I would say, look, this is not the big show now. You are now very, very fortunate to hear material that we're testing. I mean, you would tell them that. And then it would be fine. But if you, I mean, you're big stage, then you get you better perform and have energy.
But how are you... Are you prepared, Alfred, for, like, let's say, like, public scrutiny and like media? Because Casper has been...
Casper's gone through the ringer. I'm very, like, you know, I know that this probably, the day is probably going to come. Mm. And I'm sort of trying to mentally prepare myself for that. But I've been fortunate so far that it's not been a major thing yet. Mm. Also, when you, my level... People don't read into everything you say. Mm. But also, I'm a comedian, man. And, you know, sometimes I'm going to say something, and if they say it, then I'm just, if it's that bad, like what's happening to Shashi now, shame, then I'm calling Gavin. Mm. You know, I know how to. Gavin, what? Kom skryf nou maar hierdie ding uit.
Okay, we have certain sections we have to finish in the show, then we go on again. Mm. Alfred, that's why you're the co-host, you see.
Okay.
So you're going to be here all the time.
The whole time.
So we're going to talk to you. Yeah, you're very fortunate.
People get very fortunate.
You know, they get like 45 minutes. You get 2 hours, Alfred.
Because he'll tell you, so I'm having the time of my life.
Yeah.
I'm sort of just watching the show, but talking.
And participating.
It's just a stoep. Op Casper's stoep.
Yeah.
There's a nice name for a show. Op Casper's stoep.
Ooh, Gavin.
Okay, so we got a section here.
The Casper Radio Show. Out there.
Which we call Out There.
Okay.
And today, sometimes Out There is cuck, sometimes it's wonderful. Today, it's interesting. It's a new summer hit in Europe, so it's a winter hit in Africa.
What? Okay.
Yes, because we are in the winter in the summer. You know what I'm saying?
Mm, mm, mm.
And so what happened was years and years ago, in the year of our Lord, 2003-04, I heard a song in Afrikaans, which I thought was very clever.
Mm.
And it was a song, ek gaan Afrikaans praat nou, oor hulle sê altyd, hulle sê altyd. Hulle sê jy moet nie dit doen nie. Hulle sê, you know that?
Ah, reken.
They reckon
we must.
Yeah. So they wrote a song called Wie is hierdie hulle dan nou?
Mm.
Hierdie Afrikaanse mense. So hy gaan so. Hulle sê.
Wie maak die voorspelling?
Weet nie wie dit is of hulle nog lewe nie. Maar dis jare terug. Hulle sê. The point is, who are they?
Klink by Wilson Phillips.
The do now. Who are they?
So leer ons die lesse een vir
een.
Party keer aan, party keer sag, party het weer een keer. Hulle praat en hulle raas en hulle geer aan. En alkeen probeer die nikkerbal op een ander manier verteer. Hulle met brille, wysheid, grysheid,
sê nou maar.
Trille.
Ek het trille gehoor.
Trille. Is trille, man.
Wat?
Dalk moet ons luister. Hulle met trille by sy
huis.
Is trille, hy, man. Ek het al die trille gehoor, is die trille daai.
No wonder we never heard this song.
I'm googling the lyrics.
Maar wie is hulle?
Wie is hulle?
Exactly. That's a very...
Wie de fuck is hulle?
Ja, precies.
Met die trille.
Is het trille of is het prille?
Wie is hulle?
Wie is hulle? So that long introduction I gave.
En dan complain jy oor my Putin story.
Because remember what I started off, I said there's a new summer hit in Europe.
Yeah.
They took this idea. Obviously, they don't know Afrikaans. They didn't listen to Hulle Met Trille. But years and years after I heard this Afrikaans song, which I thought was so original about Hulle, because everyone talks about they in every language.
My pa, yes. He's baie lief. Hulle. No, man. As hy jou iets wil vertel wat jy moet doen, hulle sê jy moet maar vir jou burglar bars aan sit in Johannesburg.
Hulle, ja.
Hulle. En sê ek, wie is hulle? Nee, ek weet nie. Maar nou het hy Google. Hy's baie van gat deesdae.
Nou kan ek jou sê.
Hy Google die moer uit alles uit.
Well, here it is then. Here is the song which you're going to enjoy. I love the song. I'm dancing to it. Play it to everyone if they
is
say
is this now the...
Who the fuck are they, it's called. So, yeah. Wie is hulle is Afrikaans. Who the fuck are they in English?
I don't give a fuck about they. I don't give a fuck about they. Fuck. Oh, my.
Oh, I love it.
It's quite a good song.
It's stunning.
Who gives a fuck about that?
I don't give a fuck about that. Now, a nice dope. Maybe song to play when your people come in or when they go out.
Yeah. Who gives a fuck about that?
Yeah.
Who gives a fuck about the money?
So that was my little out there section. Did you like
it? Cool. That was I thought it was
because
really cool. I like the beat.
It was out there with innovation.
It was. Hey, and it had a history.
Jy het dit 'n bietjie verder gevat as die normale.
En wie is hierdie mense wat so gesing het in Afrikaans? Ons sal nooit weet nie.
Ja.
So my mom used to do that. My mom used to like
wat sing in Afrikaans.
Nee, sy het met ons geraas as ons sê mami, hulle sê, "Hoor wat ons dit doen." And now I find myself doing that to my children.
Now you can play the motherfucker there.
Ai, jy nee.
I don't
the radio
care.
Version?
No, this is the radio version. Die show, het jy allemaal van tevore gedoen of is dit a premiere?
As a premiere,
Or did you, have you done a lot of the...
I've worked it, yeah. I've worked the material.
So you're and stitching
also,
it together
I've
now?
And I've also stitched it together once or twice. Okay. Jy weet mos, jy gaan soek vir a klein dorpie fair.
Ja.
En jy doe nie dingetjie, maar so een of twee keer net om te voel, maar... I am gonna, it's also, you know, it's gonna take more shape because I'm doing it 14 times.
Yes, well, that's what's so nice about that for stand-up comedy is that if you're on your own and you're in a theater, it's like in a lab.
Yeah.
You're working on it.
You're working it, yes.
And that it's wonderful to do that.
So I'm going to experience that properly for the first time.
Lekker.
And also then I'm taking it on the road. I'm doing Cape Town in August.
Yes.
And I'm going to... I gaan PE too and I'm doing all the small dorpies. I'm taking going to every festival and every crack in the wall that'll take me.
Good. Because it's now opening new doors for you, you know?
I'm hoping so.
Yeah. Comedy question.
Yes.
So can you as a comedian like you both are like unique in your characters, right? So can you as a comedian tell a story, maar dan sit 'n vervelige story, maar dan sal hulle lag vir die manier hoe jy dit vertel. Like can you get away with that?
En Kasper doen het baie.
Jou ma! Jou ma doen het baie.
Nee, wacht. Nie soos in uit mannerisms, wat het snaakser maak.
Ja.
That's what I'm trying to say.
Ek
gaan nou nie hier so kak maak.
Now you said I'm kak material, but it's just juicing it up with kak.
With presentation.
Mannerisms, a lot of guys have a great mannerisms, but you know what I mean?
And then
the story, like, in the one-man show, you'll watch the whole thing, there'll be 60% funny, and then 40%, this bra, you laughing your ass off, but it's really just him going, Jim Carrey.
His personality, yeah. Well, Jim Carrey, hero of mine. And mostly because of the faces. I mean, Ace Ventura, I watched over and over.
He's got a new movie coming out after a very long time.
Ach, ja, maar hy is nou 'n bietjie mal, nee. Ja,
hy's heelmat befok. Kyk, ons, ek het hom gesien. Ek was gelukkig, was in dieselfde kamer met Jim Carrey.
Fuck off.
By die JFL, by die Comedy Festival in Canada.
Really?
Ons was genooi. Ek het nie perform
nie, maar... Just for laughs?
Ja, just for laughs. Ons was allemaal langs, ons genooi en hulle het ons genooi. En toe is die award show, toe is die Lifetime Achievement, oh, Jim Carrey. Maar ek sê vir jou, hy lyk soos hy a plastic Barbie pop. Hy's so gegroom en hy was so bietjie plastic, maar ek weet nie was daar botox involved nie, maar ek dink nie so nie, maar hy lyk soos baie, but he was hilarious, he was
vriendelijk,
like he turned it on, ja, maar jy kan sien dat, kyk ek nie met hom persoonlijk gepraat, he went on stage and he did his thing, and he was sitting a couple in the front row, but he's you can see, switches it on, ek was altyd, jy weet, en met Anthony Bourdain sy suicide nou, ek kyk altyd aan sekere mense, en dan denk ek, ek worry oor die ou, en Jim Carrey is al wat ek altyd hoor. Ek wonder nogal, is hy okay? Jy weet?
I don't think I think he's got manic episodes.
Yeah, because his ex-girlfriend, his long his life partner also committed suicide.
Oh, God, it's true.
Ja, so hy is een van die ouens, Robin Williams, wanneer jy weet, Casper, as dit gebeur, dan gaan allemaal, dan comedians sê, ja, maar ek het gesien. Because as die karakter groot is, they are hiding a lot behind that.
Yeah. So you know, Gavin, that I suffer.
Oh. But at least you remember to take your tablets. You can't hear properly these days anymore.
I can't, but I have got my tabbies.
But you don't have to. When we said dementia, you don't have that.
No, that's
not yet.
Umkali.
You know, the weird thing is I'm always nervous about, because also I think I'm towards depressed as well. I lean towards,
but
right?
Comedy, that is what it is.
Oh, all of it, all the time. So now, because it's these huge highs and abnormal highs and then lows, you go back to cleaning the dog shit. You know what I mean? And the reality is that I can see how that over time, especially the more popular you become, the more difficult it becomes. And I always worry about, if I had to take medication, which I'm absolutely, I would take meds if I have to, does it dull me? You know what I mean? I'm nervous of that. Because I'm like, you need the cylinders to go.
To dull your highs.
Or dull your abilities.
Lows? Yeah. I don't know. I'm on medication now.
Yes.
I'm really.
Oh, okay.
And
do you take it before a show?
I've got to take it every day. But
you have to keep on doing it.
Yeah, yeah.
Balances you out.
So for most part, the fact that you are down is nice not to be down. Yeah. But I can't find that I have... sacrificed ups or highs.
Oh, okay. That's
good. I still
good.
Feel funny.
Yeah.
You know?
That's great. Mm. Oh, well, that's a good. That's what I really wanted to know. But I went around the way.
Yeah.
That's good.
I mean, there's such a lot of medication you can take. In any case, a little healthier or not. I'm not on heavy, heavy cock shit.
And the best people are unfortunately, like, depressed. Yeah. Like, does Anthony, you know Anthony Bourdain.
Yeah,
you know,
the chef.
The traveling chef.
He made...
Man... Just go and watch No Reservations and you will absolutely fall in love with him. Mm. He's such a regular... He only became famous after 40. And then he sort of started traveling the world with his cooking show. But he doesn't cook so much as he explores countries, cultures, sits down, eats, goes to a gourmet restaurant, goes to a hot dog joint. But it's him and...
Yes, of course, I remember.
So sad, that thing.
Yes, that was...
You know, I was very sad when that news came out.
Isn't he the guy from CNN?
Yep.
Yes.
Yep.
Exactly.
Another guy who's also on the verge, we are careful about him and worried, is Stephen Fry.
Yes, absolutely.
Also very, very...
The man is an absolute genius, but you
he's
can see.
Manic sometimes.
Shame on.
Ja, maar dit is nou maar deel van ek dink die comedy ding.
Ja, Trevor het daarvan gepraat by hy selfe ding van Jim Carrey. Hy was ook some ding gewen en hy sê he's been struggling with depression.
Trevor himself?
Ja, Trevor himself. No, there's an article about it. And then the guy goes, a South African friend of his went, listen, boot, look at your life. Kijk een bietjie. Jy moet, if you're not happy, there's obviously something wrong. Gaan sien een bietjie iemand, jy weet, because you have no... issues, I see just worries.
Yes.
So basics, alles is ours. Niks meer wat jy kan doen. And I find it's with those people that have sort of topped out. There's nothing to look forward to in a weird way.
In a weird way, you're right.
Yeah. I was watching him two nights ago where Trevor was making eight for Barack Obama nageaap.
Yeah.
And I saw all macho and confident op stage. It was toevallig by Just for Laughs.
Yeah.
And when he interviewed Barack, we sat down, it was a totale ander mens.
Yeah.
Like he was, all of a sudden he went from big-headed to a baie klein kop.
Yeah,
like proper, like... Nederig, maar klein.
Ja, ja. Het was een beetje van een weird interview. Ja,
yeah, dat was.
Anyway, so as a paar comedians, man, we can rattle them down as vrienden van mij. Myself, ik zie het in myself betek hier. Soos my broer worry constantly. My brother always worries. Like he goes, listen, because I'm heavy excited. Like if you see me on stage, I'm quite high energy.
Ik het gehoord naar vroeger, ja.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, that was a horrible bit. You know, they always find the bit that you were struggling in. And then they send that thing. Oh, and it's my enigste toilet joke. Wait, wat hulle opgesit het, natuurlijk. That's not going to be in dating life, by the way.
But you know, I've also got a section. Everyone has got the toilet section.
Yeah.
But then that's the one they fucking play. Yeah.
All the time. Sorry. And they always send the one where you can feel, you can smell the comic
You smell the bit.
The rubber brand pudding.
Your brother? So what does he do? So what does your brother do? Like what kind of
My brother is a web developer. He works at a very big news network as the head of development, and he sort of always tells me, you know, he always calls his, every time episodes like this happen, he says, you must yourself watch. You must seker maak he's okay. Play up suicide watch, basically.
Oh wow.
Maar nee, het is nie so ernstig. Ek sê hom altyd like, ek is baie lief vir 'n pil. Ek sal hom vat, papi. As jy vir my 'n pil kan gee nou. Wat goed en beter maak, geef hom.
I just got you a good doctor.
You're in the right company because we are constantly like sometimes when I take a tablet, dan begin ek so te praat. Ask.
He has been slurring on air.
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah. Met sy tablets.
Jesus. Hy is te sterk, Irene. Jy moet hierdie goed van Mexico afkry, wat hy nogal brood op.
Ja, want dit is nou goedkoper, jy sien.
Ja.
Nou kry hy dit nou via agent.
Ja. Mexico, Thailand. Hulle druk die pil.
Hulle stuur dit in pakke. Hulle stuur dit in pakke poeier, dan moet jy dit self druk by die huis.
Chinese man. Ja, jy druk dit op 'n 3D printer. Oh my God, just feed it to the 3D printer. Okay, so we have got another guest coming in, and this is absolutely interesting. Alfred, do you... how old are you? 33, you said?
35.
35.
Yes,
okay. 36. So when were you born then?
1982.
Oh. Then I was in, you know what? I was matric.
Were you matric?
Yeah. Yeah, my school.
Is that possible?
It is.
Because I was almost like, I was almost in school.
So what the fuck are you trying to
Were you almost in school? Yeah, you and my cousin basically. She just texted me.
I was born in 1977.
You guys were in the same class.
You were born in what?
Your cousin,
Marcy.
Oh, Marcel.
You were born in what?
1977.
And that is the crucial year of our next guest.
Yeah, those are the hot years.
We got a girl called Lisa Smith, and she wrote a book. I Am Lisa Smith, and it is about a murder of her father and mother in 1977.
Oh, sure.
So when you were born, topic. Gabby.
Oh, my goodness.
And I remember that. I'm going to talk to you about it. I remember the newspaper articles and everything because I think we are the same age. I'm going to check with her now. Robert Smith, we will go back. But you don't know about it, hey, Alfred?
No, I don't.
Because you weren't born.
But that's why I was so fascinated with the whole book because the cover is very intriguing.
It's and it's also the sins of the fathers, you know, the Afrikaans Nationale Partij. With dirty hands.
Is it?
Yeah, because they murdered these people.
Ah.
At the end of the day.
You see?
Baie hard.
Baie interessant, baie hard hier. Dis maar vir swaar goed wat 'n mens die, is maar swaar goed, joh.
Because if you think about it, they had this thing of Christian values.
Hoe?
And ons is
verskriklik paraat.
Verteenwoordigers van die Here.
Ja.
En sommer Jesus ook.
Ja.
And the
ons
rest
het 'n direct signal, ek vang hom.
Die res van die wêreld is verkeerd. We know what we're doing. Mm. Blah, blah, blah. And
exactly.
Then all of a sudden you find out, but they actually have agendas. They are horrible people behind the facade. Always, like the Nazis, you know, everyone's got their problem, and no one is an angel. But I mean, this is very depressing, and we will hear because this lady hasn't got closure yet, and I think she never will. But I don't want to speak on her behalf. We're going to speak to her. She's got a book out.
Wow, exciting!
And that I just wanted to forewarn you. Okay. But I want to say that they say it's a very good book.
I don't give a fuck about they.
Oh.
Oh.
We are quickly going to go somewhere else immediately, and I'll tell you why. So why are we going from I don't give a fuck about them to Jesus Christ Superstar the musical? Because I read in a book, I Am Lisa Smith, that one of her favorite musicals was Jesus Christ Superstar, and this is from that musical. And I love it too.
They are fools and they are wrong. They are a curse.
Welcome Lisa Smith, baie welkom by ons show.
Baie dankie, dankie dat jy kan wees.
Ag, dit is, ek is so bly jy kon nie wees, want daar was probleme om jou hier te kry met die vrou, asseblief kan ons dit vandag maak, want ek het as kind gelees van daardie moord in die beeld, dink ek was dit, of whatever, dit was die oggend stond, of whatever, dit was daai tyd, maar ek dink ek en jy is dieselfde ouderdom, ek wil nie iets nou sê, jy hoef nie te bevestig nie, but I think we are. Kan jy hoor?
Ja, kan jy hoor?
Ja.
Hoe oud was jy in 1977?
Ek was in matriek 1982. Maak dit enigszins
ja,
sin?
Ja, ons is ewe oud.
Ja, ek het jy gedink, toe ek die boek lees, dan ek, ons is...
Nee, ek is ouder as jy, skies hoor.
O, regte? Seker, maar net
nie. Net een jaar.
Oké, okay, wel, ons kan nog altijd afhaak. Salle ouderom. Trudy, saam met jou, dis jou dochter?
Ja!
Ja! Hallo Trudy, jy kan kom praat as jy wil. As jy wil... Nou, nou kom sit in het gesels. Want ek besef nou wie jy is, want ek het vir jou gelees. In boek. My heren, ach, baie welkom, jy ook dan. Oké, okay, ons net vir jou dinges gee, headphones. Dit is Alfred.
Hallo mense.
Hallo.
Baie aangename kennis.
En dit is Gavin.
Hallo.
Hallo Gavin.
En hierdie is een verskriklike, interessante, vroegende verhaal eindelijk ook. Uitmergelend, moet ek sê. Because... There, this girl was, she, her father was very successful. They were in, amongst other places, America. Jy was in Washington, het jy geblei? Wat was die ander, in Amerika, was jy in New York?
Nee, ons was eerst in Virginia.
Virginia.
Ja.
En toe jy, en jy praat omtrent net Engels, jy weet nie van Afrikaans eindelijk nie?
Op die tyd, ja.
Ja, dat is wat ek bedoel.
Ja.
En, I die baie gemakkelike en bevoorregte groot woord tyd, waar kom jou pa Robert Smith terug Suid-Afrika toe? Is dit nou in die jaar 74?
Nee, ja, ek neem is 76.
76?
Ja.
En toe, wat gebeur toe met hom in terme van sy jobs, wat hy toe nou geoffer word?
Hulle het hom aangestel in 76 by Santam Internationaal as besturende directeur vir een niet gevormde firma, company. Excuse.
Dis oké. Okay.
En toe net daarna, of terwijl hy eindelijk daar was, het hulle hom toe genader om as LP te staan.
Right.
Ja. Want hy moes eerst in die parlement kom.
Ja. Dus die reels daai tyd, of ek weet nie wat nog steeds so is nie, maar hy was, toen moes hy in Springs gaan. Jy moet in Springs bly om vir Springs vertegenwoordig.
Ja, maar dit was in die einde van die jaar. So ons het in Pretoria agtergebly, naweek as ons deur na hulle toe.
Okay. And then, all of a sudden, this thing happened. And one night, her mother and her father, there was a knock on the door. Her mother phoned her father and said, "Your guests are here." And that was the last they heard, and then the mother was shot, stabbed various times, and the father was shot, dragged through the house, and we all then thought, ek het gelees en gedink, dis inbrekers, aan die begin. En toe kom dit stadig, maar seker, maar redelijk vinnig uit, there was something not well here, and there's a bit of a cover-up going on. And that being a very strange word, because it's still a cover up, a bit of a cover up for so many years. Nee, as ek reg?
So destijds in die koerante het mense ook nou begin allude dat nie is iets meer aan die gang, even daai tyd, jy weet, want ek bedoel, hulle het nou obviously baie goed gesensor en so. Het was daar gevoel dat daar is foul play involved?
Ja, nogal baie vinnig, soos Kasper nou terecht gesê het, want my pa het eintlik gesê, hy vrees vir Pik Botha se lewe. So,
ja.
Toe is het nou nie hy nie. So, dit was baie vinnig, het hulle begin praat, dat het te doen het met die politiek.
Okay.
Because Santam, it turns out, wasn't really Santam, it was a political front for the National Party to do business with the overseas people.
Okay.
And so there was a lot of mense met stories wat rondbeweeg in die gange en as jy die verkeerde informatie dalk weet, your life could be in danger.
Okay.
Wow. And that is what happened here. But the problem is that no one could solve it. So arme Lisa het op 'n eie begin speeder speel, CSI Smit.
Ja.
En vertel ons maar 'n bietjie van al die verskillende leidrade wat jy moes optel en wat gebeur het daarmee? Want jy het nou nog nie 'n antwoord nie.
Nee, my ondersoeke het begin toe ek genader is vir die WVK. Jy weet, die journalist het my genader om te vra of ek gaan 'n voorlegging doen.
En wat is WVK? Alfred?
Ek kan nie, ek dink, toe jy sê WVK,
Afrikaans?
TRC.
TRC. Wat is dit in Afrikaans?
Waarheids
en
versoening.
Daar is hy by.
Kommissie. Ek het kommissie.
Kruid.
Dis my tutu.
Jy kry punt. Yes.
Ek het juist ingestem om dit te doen, want ek het gedink die klimaat is reg daar.
Ja.
Daai tyd vir versoening, jy weet.
Yes.
Maar dit het nou veroorsaak dat 'n klomp mense my nou gekontak het en vir my gesê het, jy moet na die toe en daai toe en die richting, daai richting. En ek het na allemaal toe gegaan. Enige iemand wat my gesê het, ek moet na iemand toe gaan, het ek na toe gegaan. Want van die begin al was het nie vir my belangrik oor wie die sneller getrek het nie. Want daai persoon het vir volk en vaderland opgetree. Ek wou by die opdraggewer uitkom en die rede daarvoor. Uh-huh. Dis wat ek wou geweet het.
Nog steeds wel weet, ja, sê Trudy.
Dis vir my nou is baie moeilik, want eerstens ek moet bieg, ek het nog nie die boek gelees. En ook, vir my is het so, is moeilik, want dit is vir my so swaar ding. So is amper asof ek wil nie onsensitief wees nie, maar soos, as ek nou vraag, soos, you know, soos in die huis, toe julle nou groot word, in die huis, het jy een gevoel gekry, dat as tension, as iets is die lekkerie, of mense kom in die middernacht, want ek het ongelukkig mense in my lewe gehad in die verlede, oomens en so, waar ook in die politiek was en so, en dan is het soos, all of a sudden is die oom, hy kom keier net in die aand, en jy weet, en all of a sudden is hy weg, en 2 weke later dan hoor jy nie, my ma sê nie, hy is in die tronk, en dit is ook goed, en dan achterna jare, dan vind jy het, want as jy is a kind, jy weet die.
Ja, en ek stem saam met jou daar, hoor.
Ja.
Ek het niks agtergekom, daar was niks wat ek kon agterkom nie, maar in hindsight het ek agtergekom, daai laaste naweek was baie anders, jy weet, hulle het buite gaan staan en praat, nie dat ons het vreemd gevind het nie, maar as ek daar terugdink daaraan, toe het ek besef, dit was vreemd, en hy die sondagavond moes hy dringend iemand gaan sien, en dis familievriende van ons gewees, en hulle was al in die bed, en hy moes hulle gaan sien, 9:00 die aand.
Nee, dit is...
En daai mense sê, hy het toe niks gesê nie.
Maar kyk, jy sê nou, obviously, jy het buiten gestaan en praat met die veronderstelling dat daar al kabak was in die huis, ne?
Ja.
Is al klaar.
Wow.
En, maar jy het ook gesê, dat toe jy gekom het van oorsee, of jy het op 'n skip gekom, toe was daar of, asof daar bodyguards is, wat na jou gekyk het.
Ja, ek en my broer het al twee iemand gekry wat geallokeer was aan ons. Maar dit was nie so aan ons oorgedra dat dit mense is wat ons oppas nie. Hulle het die uniform aangehad van al die personeel en hulle was constant by ons en ons moes by hulle wees as ons nie by mekaar was nie. En dit het jy ook in hindsight, het jy eerst dit agtergekom.
Ja.
ja, dat hulle daar was vir meer as net
ja,
begeleiding vir daai ship trip, maar hulle het eintlik vir julle opgepas.
Ja, maar weer eens, ek kan dit nie, ek, om het te bewys is nou weer moeilik, jy weet.
Ja.
Nou, wat jy begin praat met mense, want ek het nou 'n klomp name, ek gaan nou vir jou 'n paar name lees wat ek nou gesien het, wat snaakse name is, verskoon toch, maar dit is snaaks. En dan sê jy vir my, waar pas hulle in en hoe, kyk, daar is hierdie, hierdie ouwe, sit nou, wat sy naam, Roy, wat?
Roy Allen.
Roy Allen, ja. Maar dan is nou, hoor hierdie name, Gavin, Alfred, Talmenaar, Pony van Vieren en Veil Oosthuizen.
Jo.
Doesn't sound good, eh?
Ja, nee, al drie van hulle.
Wie de fok is dit nou al? Is dit politiemanne?
Nee, hulle was in die Z-squad, die elite eenheid wat opgetree is vir Hendrik van der Berg.
Lang Hendrik van der
Berg. Ja, Veil Oosie, ek het hom gekens Veil Oosie, ek het vir hom gaan kuier in die tronk.
Hoe is hy tronk toe later?
Wel, toe ek hom opspoor, toe is hy in die tronk, en ons het gery in goede moed gevangenis of iets. Jy was die Kaap, ja.
It's wonderful, it's like
sulke name verloor, het ons verloor, nee, jy kry het nie meer baie nie, maar was baie, soos toe, ek is kind nog teen julle, Kasper.
Baie dankie.
Ja. Jy was 18 toe ek 1 was. Anyway. Maar, soos nou, soos jy hoor het nie meer, en ek kom op so'n plaas, so jy het altyd sulke, jy weet, sulke name gekry.
Yeah. Ja.
Wissien. You know, taal is, sulke name was nie vir jou smaak.
Daar was een huis, daar, hier is my oma's huis, op die plaas, en dan langs die huis, was haar Hans, en haar nog Hans. En die enigste manier, hoe ons die twee kon verskil met mekaar, is, die een, Hans was, daar was een Hans, wat lig van kleur was, en een was donker. So jy is swart Hans, en jy is wit Hans.
Ja, precies.
Ja.
En swart Hans, sy vrou, sy naam was Maikie.
Ja, of course.
Ja, maar vandag is jy dit doen.
Jy kan nie dit doen nie.
Ja, en jy, ja nee, dit is moeilijk, is politically incorrect. Ek kan nie gaan sê, anti-Maikie. Gaan toe daar by anti-Maikie gaan haal die wasmachine.
Dutch, I'm half Dutch. Mate is cool. It's cool. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's what it means. Yeah, yeah. So that's where it comes
well,
from.
Well, this what ek...
Sê gaan weer,
wat beteken
dit?
Excuse me?
Girl.
Meisie.
Oh, girl. Dis wat ek haar noem.
Girl, ja. Yeah.
So as ek haar in die kantoor roep,
yeah,
dan sê ek, mate!
Dit is Hollands. Ja, yeah, it's absoluut Hollands. So Hollands is, jy kan kry, en it became... A swear word, yeah.
Afrikaans is ook wel is a weird ding.
Baie weird.
Weet jy, yeah. En is so 'n gemengde taal. Ons wil allemaal het own, maar ons own het allemaal eindelijk.
Ja. Yeah.
Want as jy goed soos, as jy hoor, soos as die mens sê moer, hy was gemoer, is in Zulu, is, hulle noem het a hammer. Moer is a la, something.
Is
ja, so hammer. So dan, iemand het net strijd vertaling gesê, oh nee, moer, hammer ding. En dan niemand dink aan nie. We all own that language,
ja.
Ja. Ja.
Nou moet jy weet, hoe was het vir my op school, toe ek netbal gespeel het. Hmm. En daar is een swart gulkie wat saam met my netbal speel. Val nie bal, mate!
Daar
was bietjie embarrassing. Daar
het geld gestop in my maag staan.
Ja, dit was jylle eerste, nie, eerste nie, jaar. Dit was eerste nie, jaar. Ons is nie daar om daar oor te praat. Jy om daar oor te praat nie, oor.
Nie, maar dit is lekker. Ek laf
so story. Ek was my pa dit ook oorkom gereeld met goed soos my like, ek het baie like vriende, soos gay vriende. Jo, die goed wat my pa sê, dan sê ek, nee, wacht, kalm, kalmeer, gaan. Let ons gauw in die kar sit en sê, jy sê nie dit, dit en dit.
Ek wil gauw teruggaan en vir jou iets vraag wat ek nie weet nie. Waar is jou broer?
My broer is nie Vrystaat. Hy is een baie privaat persoon en hy verkies het ek glad nie oor hom praat nie. So ek respecteer hom daarvoor. Ek kan net sê, dit gaan goed met hom. Hy is happy.
Het hy jou ondersteun in jou ondersoeke? Of wil hy nie geweet het nie?
Nee.
Hy wil nie weet nie.
Nee.
Hy is ouer, nie?
Ja, hy is 2 jaar ouer as ek.
Was hy getraumatiseer deur die hele ding?
Ek dink verseker. Ja, nie, dink nie. Ons allemaal was getraumatiseer daardie.
But he does want to krap. Hy wil nie verder krap nie, hy wil aangaan.
En hoe oud was julle toe dit gebeur?
Ek was 13 en hy was 15.
Oeh.
Dis 'n baie brutal ouderdom.
Ja, dit is hoor.
En toe gaan bly julle by ouma, oupa?
Oom en tannie. Ons het al 2 afsonderlike peetouers gehad. En dis net nogal iets interessant. Sorg dat jou peetouers, jou kinders se peetouers dieselfde is. Moenie.
Ja.
Want in ons geval het dit gebeur dat hierdie een was my peetma en daai een was syne.
Oh.
En sy sal hom vat en sy sal my vat, maar nie al twee nie. Toe kom my pa se broer en sê, julle split nie hierdie kinders nie. Ek vat hulle. So, en dis toe ons op die plaas geland.
Is 'n goeie oom gewees? Nee?
Ja, nie, hy het gesê, julle kan nie dit nog doen aan hulle nie, hoor.
Ja, is 'n goeie oom.
Julle was omtrent, of jy, ek weet nie of jou broer, ja, ek dink jou broer was ook saam, omtrent vars na die moorde, toe vat die polisie jou terug, en jy moet gaan kyk na die bloed in die huis nog. As 'n kind. Die jou ma en pa was se lyke was verwyder, maar die bloed was nog daar. Hoekom moes hulle dit gaan kyk?
Hulle het vir ons gesê dis om ons vinger afdrukke te neem. En ek het verskriklike patches oor daai tyd wat ek nie kan onthou nie, maar ek kan onthou op pad so intoe ek die hele tyd mee gepraat en gesê wat jy daar gaan sien is nie hulle nie. Dis dit daar is bloed en daar is want hulle is geskiet. Jy weet ek is voorberei want onthou ek ken nie die goed nie. Dis die eerste keer in my lewe wat ek van 'n moord hoor. So dit was verskriklik, want toe ek inloop, ek meen jy is 2-3 in die huis, toe lê daar so hoop, donker, donker, dis my gelijk soos lewer, en jy kon sien, uit die ruk daar geleef, voor hulle om in die gang in gesleep het, want jy kon sien hoe dit gebreek,
en
ek kan nie vir julle sê wat het ek gedink daar nie, weet, dit is, jy sien iets, maar jy, Hoe registreer jy wat jy sien? Jy weet wat dit is.
Ja,
jou defense mechanisms is jou brein het maar 'n manier om te probeer cope, né? Nee.
Yes, jong, ek sê vir jou, ek kan nou nog nie verstaan hoe kom hulle dit gedoen het nie, want dit het 'n geweldige impak op my gemaak.
Dink jy dit was idioot, was hulle net idioote, of was daar een of ander sielkundige game agter dit? Of het hulle net nie geweet wat die hel hulle doen nie? Laat hulle dit aan julle gedoen het?
Jy sê Kasper, ek weet nie.
Was hulle, of is hulle so slim, dat hulle julle wou traumatiseer, of wat?
Wel, as dit is wat hulle wou gehad, dan het hulle dit reg gekry, hoor.
Ja.
Want, joh.
Ja, dan is hulle evil.
Ja, want hulle vingerafdrukke was nooit geneem nie.
Nee, is nooit geneem op die einde nie. Nee.
Sjoe.
Dit is nou nie, dit daar is in die boek, is die foto's ook.
Ja, daai wil ek net sê, ek het daai vir 'n rede in die boek gesit, niemand het geweet ek gaan dit doen nie, my familie, maar my kinders het geweet.
Ja.
Dis vir 'n rede daar, want ek wil hierdie, die mense moet weet, ek het dit gesien.
Mm.
Ek het alles gesien, ek het al die foto's gesien.
Ja, natuurlik.
En dit is my werklikheid, daai.
Ja.
Dis my waarheid. En die mense moet dit weet, hulle het 'n hele familie verwoes, hoor.
Yes.
Dis wat hulle gedoen het.
Hulle het julle lewe, basically, heeltemal verander, en jy sou nooit weet wat sou gebeur het, waar jou lewe sou heen gegaan het andersins nie, ne? Dit was heeltemal
heavy. En jy is in die huis toe dit gebeur
het. Nee, ons het in Pretoria agterbly want dit is eindeksamen. Wow. So hulle het ons elke naweek kom haal.
Dit is in Springs hierdie moord.
Ja.
En ons so was al die pad daai kant uit.
Ja.
So een van die teorieë wat ek gelees het is dat mense hier toe nou Oké, okay, laat ek net nog 'n bietjie teruggaan. Daar op die muur is gespray paint Rau Tem. R-A-U, Rau Tem. T-E-M. En daar is nog steeds gesing oor wat die hel beteken dit nou. Is that just a figment of the imagination of the people there? Of was daar 'n verskeilde boodskap in daai ding? Maar een van die mense wat genoem word is Ray Allen.
Roy Allen.
Roy Allen. En R-A kan dalk hy wees van die Rau Tem. Maar ek het gelees nou was daar 'n paar mense wat geïmpliseer word dat hulle dit nou voorberei voor die tyd. Die een doen dit, die een doen dat. Ja. Wie was hulle? Wie is hulle?
Kyk, daai ouens het hoe daai taak, daai span gewerk het, daai elite span.
Dit is nou Hendrikse mense.
Ja, Hendrikse mense. Dit was so dat niemand kan vir iemand vingers wys nie. Jy weet, daar word vir jou gesê jy wag daar vir so en so en jy kry iets, en daai so en so word gesê met 'n vat, en dan, naderhand is dit so die mekaar spaal, die een skiet, en dan moet hy uit, dan gaan die ander een in, en doen dit, en okay, so dan kom een steek, weet dis.
En daarom weet niemand eintlik lekker die hele verloop van alles.
Ja, die Rau Tem, kyk, die spuitverf was in ons huis, my ma het gebruik vir die plakate.
So hulle het daar opgetel?
Ja, so ek dink nie, hulle het ingegaan om dit te gaan doen nie.
Ja.
Dit kan 'n kode tussen hulle wees, Al die goed wat al gesê is, die rand aan rand
Afrikaanse
universiteit se eiland bestaan. Dit is intelligensie, hulle hier dit. Dit is die waarheid. Jy weet so
Dis wat hulle baie goed gedoen het, is dis waarom jy nie antwoord het nie. Dit was professioneel gedoen. Dit was gedoen in 'n manier sodat jy dink die was 'n inbraak. Maar ons weer is hier inbraak, hè? Maar nog steeds, hulle het dit so goed gedoen dat jy kan nou nog hierdie stukke by mekaar sit.
Hulle kan nie.
Een ou gaan in, een ou kom uit. Dit maak jou, dit laat jou vels opstaan as jy dink aan.
Ja, niemand kon
hoe calculated dit is.
Selfs die ouens in daai elite span het nie geweet wie wat se rol was wie sin gewees nie.
Ja.
Dis elkeen is sy eie ding daar gaan doen.
Maar jou pa was 'n moes, 'n bedreiging.
Ja, en dit was nie oor een Switserse bankrekeningkie in Nico Dietrich se naam nie, hoor. Mm. Dit was baie groter as dit.
Shit.
Baie. Met my ondersoek het ek het agtergekom. Weet dit het net gesnowball, dit het groter en groter geword. Hy het, hoe ek het sien, hy het op hierdie rekening afgekom as gevolg van sy werk in die finansiële sektor. En ek dink hy het toe verder ondersoek ingestel. Daar was sanksies in Suid-Afrika. Weet, ons was besig met kerntegnologie, om kernwapens te ontwikkel, as dit uitgekom het daai tyd, nê. Nee. Olie, die sjaal van Iran wat vir my pa 'n mat gee, waarvan daar net 3 in die wêreld is, en hy wou hom terug hê, toe my ouers dood is.
Ah, ja.
Weet so,
ernstig?
Ja, maar my ouma het gesê, nie, hulle gee nie die mat.
So hy hoor jou pa is dood, hy wil soek die mat nou terug.
Ja.
Okay, because, ja, het is te gevaarlik dan. Oh, okay.
Maar het is so unieke, dit is, ja. Dit is hoekom, daar is soveel, die Salem skip.
Oe, mense, ja.
Het jy gelees my skip?
Of vertel?
Die Salem skip het olie vir ons gebring.
Ja.
Omdat ons nie kon olie kry nie. Daar was sanksies teen ons. En Santam Internasionaal was die versekeringsmaatskappy. En toe is die skip nie vol olie nie, maar vol water gepomp. En hy het gesink. En al die bemanning het met hulle kosblikke en goed afgeklim, want almal het geweet wat gaan gebeur. Mm-hmm. En daar is miljoene rande uitbetaal vir daai olie. Wat nooit daar was nie.
Nie daar was
nie. Oh my word. Hoeveel?
So sien jy, ons praat van baie goed. Weet, groot goed.
Hoeveel met jou ondersoek, ne? Hoeveel van die, is daar sekere inligting wat te sensitief was, wat jy dink, hey, ek het die bewyse daarvoor nie en ek kan net dit skryf nie? Of het jy alles in die boek gesit?
Ek het nie alles in die boek gesit nie. Daar is nie eintlik iets wat ons kan sê wat nie al daar buite was nie. Ek kan net praat oor wat ek gedoen het. Met wie ek gaan praat het, wat het mense vir my gesê.
Ja.
En in jou kop, ne? I mean, obviously Kasper het vroeger genoem, dit is juist deur hy trauma, so dit is obviously in a jy's op pad na om closure te kry, maar wat was jou groot doel met die boek?
Met die boek self, okay. Die boek is heeltemal iets anders. Ek was nie van plan om die TRC's report daarin te sit.
Ja.
Dit was Raquel Loos se idee, en ek is eintlik baie bly sy het dit gedoen.
Raquel is die een wat geskryf het, hè?
Ja, sy het
Wotho geskryf het.
Ja, sy het briljant geskryf, hoor. Want mense het nou insig in wat ek gedoen het.
Wat, ja.
Oeps, excuse. My hele rede vir hierdie boek, en Raquel het dit vir my gevra, toe ek wel gesê het, sal jy die story skryf? Toe sê sy vir my, ja, maar ek wil by jou weet, hoekom wil jy dit skryf? Toe sê ek vir, ek wil 'n legacy vir my kinders los. Want my kinders weet nie, waar het ek groot geword nie, waar het ek gebly nie, hoe het ek groot geword nie, wie was hulle oupa en ouma nie? Hulle weet nie van al die keuses wat ek gemaak het, tot en met nou sê die laaste 5 jaar nie.
Ja.
Wat hulle direk beïnvloed het ook nie. En dit was nodig vir my om daaroor te kon skryf dat hulle ook weet. Ek het verkeerde besluite gemaak in my lewe. Ek het verkeerde keuses gemaak. En jy op daai stadium doen jy dit om jy dink dis reg. Maar dan kom jy agter dit was heeltemal verkeerd. En ek dink dis direk as gevolg van die moorde wat ek was alleen. Ek moes self my pad vind.
Jy was vulnerable, ja. Ja, dit is wat dit veroorsaak het. Jy sien, jou hele lewe is ontwrig. Maar, nou, jy het getrou, jy het 2 kinders. Trudy sit hier so by ons, en dan is daar Gerrie.
Hy is Gerard gewees, hy is nog altyd Gerard, en toe hy die ongeluk
Hy was aan 'n ongeluk.
Ja, toe sy vriendengroep daar begin opdaag, en dis meer as die familie, en almal praat van Gerrie. Toe word hierdie wille woeste sientjie van my Gerrie, nie meer Gerard nie, jy weet. Ek sal nou nog met haar praat, eintlik begin ons al Gerry sê. Ja. Maar dis die beste twee dinge in my lewe.
Ja.
Dis my kinders.
Ja.
En my kleinkind. Ek moet sê die enigste twee, my kinders en my kleinkind.
Ja.
Die mooiste kind in die hele wêreld.
Lisa, wisse ek het vroeër toe toe ons beplanning doen vir die show, toe praat ek oor die voorblad van die boek. Die voorblad is nou, dit is 'n swart en wit foto met jou gesig wat soos in kleur is, maar die res, jy is jou ma.
Maar sy is 'n dogtertjie daar.
Maar wie se idee was dit? Want dit is 'n baie, baie goeie idee.
Dit was Raquel, hoor. Ek was nie so, ek het glad nie verwag hulle gaan dit voorstel nie. Maar, die mense wat weet, ken die foto. Kyk, is 40 jaar terug, dis baie lang terug. So baie mense weet nie. En deur dit so grys te maak, wit en grys en my rooi, wys dit is my story.
Dit is baie treffend.
As jou oor ook in hy foto.
Hartseer.
Ja.
Weet jy, jylle is nou die hoeveelste mense wat dit vir my sê, en daar het geen rede gehad om hartseer te wees.
Exactly.
Ja, nee. jy was 'n tiener daarso. Daar is 'n 13-jarige meisie.
Ek het draadjies op my tande gehad en ek wou nie smile nie.
Ja, that's why.
Ek is nie hartseer nie, ek wou nie te smile nie.
Maar dit kom so oor, as gevolg van die agtergrond wat ons nou het.
Ja.
Ons kop.
Ja, die brille wat ons nou dra.
Maar jy sê jou ma was 'n e-hostess.
Ja, sy was, en ek maak het intussen uitgevind, sy was 'n onderwyseres ook.
Oh.
En ek het uitgevind, my pa was ook 'n onderwyser, voor hy Oxford toe is.
Oh.
En dis nou alles as gevolg van die boek, want daar is nie meer familie wat my hierdie stories kan vertel nie.
Hoekom nie?
Want hulle is dood.
Dood?
Niemand het hulle net verdwyn uit jou lewe? Hulle families en...
Ja, wel, ja, kom ek sê vir jou so, toe ons plaas toe is, toe is ons afgesny.
Mm.
Onthou my broer was daar, toe ons na Amerika geblei het. So dit was sy tweede ouer huis. Nie vir my nie, want ek het nie regtig daai kant van die familie geken nie.
Ken nie.
Dit was my pa se kant. Ek het my ma se kant geken, want ons het in Pretoria geblei. So dit was my verskriklik moeilik toe ek daar kom, en ek dink niemand het geweet hoe hierdie situasie te hanteer nie. Want vir almal was dit 'n traumatiese ding op daai stadium. My oom het sy broer verloor. So hy weet nie hoe, niemand weet hoe met ons, wat met ons.
Ja,
so die beste was, ons praat nie daaroor nie.
Oef.
Jy weet.
Mm.
Maar is ook maar daai tyd, nee, soos ek kyk aan hy generasie van mense, ons praat nie. Ons bly stil. Almal van ons, as Suid-Afrikaners.
So. Ja.
Dit is
my ouers is dieselfde, hulle ouers is nie, ons praat nie.
Nou, daai tyd.
En jy gaan nie sielkundig doen nie, want dan is jy mal, nee, hoor.
Nee, ja, sielkundig is...
Jy is van, jy is hier lekker, nee. Ja.
Dit is, wat eintlik normaal moet wees, is dan, jy doe nie dit nie.
Mm.
Want dan is jy van jou kop af. Maar, so jy was, ek was reg met Jesus Christ Superstar, dit was een van jou favorite.
Ja, yes, dat was a nice thing.
Dit is een baie, baie nice musical. Ek loved dit ook. Maar toet jy nou nog een stuk muziek, want ons speel ook baie muziek in die show, en toe dacht ek, dit is een oulike aansknopingspunt, is wat jou ma, jy was mal oor jou ma, het mooi naar jou gekyk en alles.
Ja.
En sy het, ek het gelees toe nou, Frank Sinatra's in My Way, het jylle geluister een keer. Vertel bykie daarvan, weer hoe het jylle in die kar geluister?
Ja, was ons op pad terug, Springs toe, of op een vrijdagmiddag, en sy het hierdie liedjie opgekom, en sy het hom kliphard gedraai. Ja, was mal oor hom. En my kinders het ook nogal daai ding by hulle geërf, jy luister hard na muziek, wat vir jou mooi is, wat met jou siel praat.
Ja, want dit werk. Dit werk in jou guts.
Ja, toe sê sy, luister na hierdie woorde.
Ja.
Hierdie is 'n belangrike ding wat jy moet luister. Dit is 'n les.
Okay.
Weet so.
Frank Sinatra.
And now the end is near, and so I face.
Absoluut amazing is die woorde nou in hindsight, hè?
Yes, dit het my nou tussen die oog getref.
Ja.
Dit is die eerste keer dat ek hierna luister in jare.
Ja.
Wow.
Ja, yeah. Amazing.
Yeah. Wow.
En hoe ironies dat dit dan nou die laaste, een van die laaste naweke was, en sy het dit so hard gedraai en gesê, luister. Amazing. Well, tel vry van, was My Way Engelse song?
Gather? Well, that is the question. Because My Way is geskryf in 1969. Maar die vreemde ding is, hy is geskryf deur Paul Anka. Maar toe Paul Anka kom die eerste keer hoor, in France. Toe,
so hy is in France. Hy was Frans.
Yes. So then he did not like the song. Hy het die woorde wat hy gebruik is, dis 'n kakkerige song. Maar in Engels, it's a shitty song.
Oh.
And yet it became, but you know what's the interesting thing about the song that I found is the fact that die Franse gewoonlik as jy 'n song, nou jy 'n song in Engels, né, nou vertaal jy hom in Afrikaans of so. The French version, die lirieke in Frans en die lirieke in Engels, het niks met mekaar te doen nie.
Like, have you ever? What?
Ja, niks met mekaar te doen nie. En hy was toe, obviously met Frank Sinatra, het hy 75 weke op die UK's top 40.
Sure.
75
weke. Meer as 'n jaar, ja.
But the thing is, we cannot, this is the weird thing, is dat ons kan nie sê dat hy was meer famous deur Frank Sinatra nie, because he was climbing the charts when Elvis Presley sang it.
Oh,
have you ever?
No, I haven't.
And in 1970, wanneer is Elvis dood? 1977,
dink ek. Ja, ook
7. Nee, ja, 77.
Ja.
Toe begin hy song net, and obviously toe hy nou dood is en hulle toe nou begin om reruns te speel of whatever van die song, and then like Frank Sinatra ran with it. Hy's ook gesing deur die Sex Pistols, maar I mean, what? Ons ken hom as but
ek ken hom ook as Frank Sinatra.
Ja,
almal
ken hom.
And here is my last bit. Did you know that hierdie liedjie was genoem the killing song, the killing karaoke song.
Now listen to this.
Want, have you ever? Want, hierdie liedjie was so famous, so elke keer, hy was famous vir in bars, in pubs, veral in die Filippyne. Mense het mekaar soos in aangerand op hierdie song. Like people were known to get like rowdy. And it got vicious, there was blood.
What?
Op hierdie song. And that's why, sommige mense is dood. Op hierdie, like after, so wat ek mee bedoel is, like jy sing nou karaoke, jy is lekker getrek en jy sing nou karaoke op my way, en dan raak ons net getrek en ons begin mekaar nou net te slaan, en dan sommige mense was dood, but I'm talking now like years ago, like 80s.
Ja, maar dis interessant, jy weet,
en net in die Filippyne, it was known as the killing song.
But now the French one, was that a less deep song? Because my way is a beautiful idea, beautiful lyrics. Mm. And that's so it Paul Anka dit geskryf as yes. My Way.
Yes.
Well, want hy's 'n bekende naam ook. Yeah. Paul Anka.
Ja.
Vir sy tyd. Jare terug. Oh, I see. Well, that's interesting. Okay. I want to know, want ons is in Suid-Afrika en ons is nie in Hollywood nie, maar hier is 'n movie wat gemaak moet word. Wat ek voor my sê.
Sy is nie die eerste een wat dit sê.
Weet jy wie is die eerste een wat dit gesê het?
Wie?
Susan Puren.
Maar hoekom doen hulle dit nie?
Ek weet nie, wie die werk dit nie. Hierdie boek is nou maar in sy 2.5ste week, hoor.
Ek dink hierdie boek, ja, die boek is nou net uit.
Ja, so dis.
En ek dink mense moet mooi, want dit is wat jy gaan, why don't we have a movie about this incredible story, this intricate story, wat iemand, weet in Hollywood sal iemand soos, wat is die mal man van JFK, Oliver Stone, he would like interpret this, and there would be a story behind who did it, at least, you know, en jy kry 'n ander interpretasie dalk van iemand anders, want die story is so gecompliseerd, dat dit sal 'n fantastiese film maak. So ek hoop daar is mense wat nou 'n bietjie nie 'n fliek wil maak oor iemand wat nou weer gaan surf op 'n strand nie, en this is like the true South African stories, and especially because it was a lot of secrets happening there.
Weet jy van mense van my generasie wat jy eintlik apartheid gesien het in sy ergste vormie, is dit is belangrik vir ons om te lees, veral 'n story, and let me be frank, from a white perspective, there was a crime, and how many people also, like, this is real suffering, it's really sad. It let me dieper, vandag my regtig laat dieper dink as wat ek gedink het ek gaan dink, jy weet. Want ek bedoel, kyk, is 'n familie wat totally, kyk hoe mooi hy familie lyk, asof, hy gaan net een goeie, hy lyk net asof hy kan een goeie toekomst is, jy weet.
Yes, absoluut.
Bang.
Star.
En vir wat, jy weet en questions en hoe dit met jou speel in jou kop oor die jare, joh, is rof.
En dan,
ek wil net vir julle sê, ek, Ek, ons is glad nie eers racisties groot gemaak of soos die ou Afrikaanse boere nie. Of ek, laat ek sê ek. Hmm. Ek moet namens myself praat, ek kan nie namens my broer praat nie. Omdat ek in Amerika was, was het multiculture.
Ja.
En dit was my verskrikkelijk toe ek terugkom en besef maar hier's
is een verskil.
Why?
Ja.
Je weet, en my male moes het vir verduidelik dat hulle nie, dat dit is nie die selle in Suid-Afrika nie, ja. Hulle het nie die selle regte nie.
Dis 'n ander setup as Amerika.
Ja, dit was my moeilik om dit te verstaan hoor.
Maar jy het gesukkel ook toe jy teruggekom het because they wanted you to be in a hostel. You didn't want to do that. Wat was dit meisies hoor?
Meisies hoor, ja. Ek het eers geweet wat se koshuis nie hoor, maar soos hy vir my beduie het en verduidelik het wat het is, het ek besef ek gaan nie by die huis wees nie. En dis wat my bang gemaak het.
Ja.
Ek moet in 'n plek gaan bly waar my ma nie en my pa nie is nie. Dit was my baie swaar daai stukkie hoor.
Ja, want as 'n kind is jou grounding is jou, is jou safety. En dan is iets veel erger soos die gebeur. Kan ek net ek kan nie eers myself voorstel wat hoe moeilik dit moet wees nie.
Maar nou, ek wil nie te veel goed weggee nie, want die story, daar's baie interessante goed wat gebeur. Die boek is opgedeel in sections van die TRC en die verslag, en soos Lisa die verslag geskryf het en goed uitgevind het, dit is geïntrospect in die boek, en dan haar story van kleindogter, reg, kleindogterkie, wat met hierdie dinge mee gebeur, reg deur tot vandag. En daar het verskriklike goed met haar ook gebeur. Daar bedoel, ek wil net vinnig met Trudy praat, want Trudy het 'n ondervinding gehad met 'n ander man wat jou behandel het verskriklik, wat jou ma mee getrou het. Is ek reg?
Name nie, hoor.
Wat sê jy?
Ek sê my net nie name noem nie.
Nee, ons gaan nie name noem nie, meneer, whatever.
As ek name moet noem, gaan ek baie lelik
vloek. Nee, dit is nie. Die hele wil nie die
name wat ek vir daai man het, is vloekwoorde, is nie name nie.
Ja. Ja, maar dit is, hoekom, wat het gebeur? Was jy net...
Hy is net te doos geweest.
Maar, is jy, was jy blind, Lisa?
Sorry, excuse, ek het al nie so groot gemaakt.
Dis okay.
Maar hy is.
Oké, okay, maar moet nie dit sê nie. Sê net wat, verduidelik net, hoekom jy nie van hom gehou het.
Ek praat ook ons maar so. Maar hy was baie lelik, hy het haar type van probeer uitdryf uit jou lewe uit.
Ja, hy het.
Yes.
Haar trouwe.
Ja, sy mag op my trouwe gewees het nie.
Sjoe.
Sy was nie by my kind se geboorte nie. Want sy mag nie daar gewees het nie. My pa deur die deur gleefies van die theaterdeure van my ma hier op die foon gesê, oké, okay, daar, ek sien haar kop, daar haal hulle haar uit.
Ai, shame.
Ja, ek...
En jy het obviously baie close relationship met jou ma, so you would have wanted your mom to be there to witness.
Ja, verseker. Ek en my ma is meer vriendinne as wat ons ma en dogter is.
Behalwe is hy so vloek. Want dat is maal, hoor. Vloek is, ek moet nie dit doen.
Onthou, vloek is maar net spice. Ek is ook baie, ek kom baie in die moeilikheid met my gevloeker.
Oh, ja, nee,
ja kijk, maar ons ken jou so. Het sou nie werk anders nie.
Het sou nie, nee.
Stoute Kasper.
maar die deel van jou lewe is nou gesettel. Is jy nou reg?
Ja, ek was nog nooit so happy. Soos wat ek nou is nie, hoor.
Goed.
Dat is mooi.
Ja. Ek het 11 jaar gevat om haar weg te kry.
Ja.
Nie weg te kry nie, ek het 11 jaar gevat om weg te kom.
Weg te kom. Ja, maar elke keer loop sy weg en dan...
Want jy is onder pressure van, die mense speel a game met jou.
Jy het die idee nie, hoor. Jy raak die victim. En die manipulatie en die goed...
Dit is waar.
Ja.
Dit is baie anders, dit is makkeliker... Vir een outsider. Want ja. Ek was in die selfe posisie, waar ek ook my pa moes uitkry uit die verhoudinge. Dis makkeliker vir ons, but my father was in it. So dit is so moeilik vir hom om maar uit te kom.
Yes, jylle, dis moeilik hoor. En ek moet sê, Gerrie se ongeluk was, dis waar ek begin het, wat die sielkundige na die aand op die lounge net, hy iets gesê was, of hy so treffend was, want hulle het hom gevra, hoekom ek in Denmark, myself Denmark toegevat het, en wat het ek daar gaan soek, hoekom het ek het gedink, ek het toe gegaan, ek dink het nog steeds, om sterk genoeg te word, om vir die man te sê,
ek is klaar,
nooit, ooit, weer nie, maar toe sê hy iets, hy sê, want ek het 3 trauma's gehad, excuse, ek moet dit vir jou sê, hy het my uitgewys, hy het gesê, ouers en moord, jou seun se ongeluk en jou 11 jaar huwelik, 'n lange huwelik, was 'n emotional abusive huwelik. Dit is traumas. Toe vra hy van my, wat die een was die ergste? En toe dink ek moet antwoord wat hulle wil hoor, of wat hy wil hoor. Toe sê ek my ouers se moord. Toe sê hy vir my nee. Jou seun se ongeluk. En jy het nou nog nie vrede daarmee gemaak nie. Toe sê hy daai aand, hy sê Lisa het besef dat haar seun sy mobiliteit verloor het. En sy het nie mobiliteit gehad nie. So sy moes haar mobiliteit gaan terughuis. Dis sy het dit daar kom doen. Ek het nooit so daarna gekyk nie, hoor. Maar nie dat ek my seun moet help nie, hoor. Hy is heeltemal onafhanklik. Doen alles vir homself.
Ja, maar dit is net simbolies wat hy nou
ja.
Wat hy bedoel en is baie interessant, ja, is baie waar. Maar bestaan meneer X, hy lewe nog.
Ongelukkig. Meneer, ja. Sorry.
Dit was ek wil net nog vinnig daaroor. Dit was 'n buur. Jy het ontmoet want hy was 'n buurman. Van jou, want jy was getroud met Trudy se pa.
Ek was amper 20 jaar getroud my beste pel, hoor. Daar ons het nooit beklei nie. My kinders kan wel daarvoor. Ons het nooit moeilikheid in die huis gehad nie, hoor.
In die bliksem.
Ja.
Het jy nou begin game speel met jou?
Ja, op dit wat hy kon sien.
Ja.
Het was 'n geval van ons moes trek. Ek dink hulle het die plot verkoop of
nie, hulle het die huur opgesit.
So iets. Ons moes trek en ons kon nie ons moes binne 'n maand uit.
Ons het plek gekry en toe kom hy en sê nee, kom bly by
ons. Ons moet by hom gaan bly tot ons moet rustig plek soek. Dit was in daai maand of twee.
Shit. Het jy as hoe oud was jy toe, Trudy?
17.
Het jy dit vir jou ma gewaarsku?
Ja. Meer as een keer. Want sy was vrou nommer 5 en sy het dit geweet.
Jy sien, so iewers moet jy wonder.
Sê dit nie vir jou iets nie.
Ja, nee, dit sê iets.
En sy het geweet wat die vorige vrouens deur was, veral die een.
Ek het dit gehoor. Ek het dit geweet.
Hierdie ek wil nie pop psychologist wees nie, maar is 'n knock-on effect, nee. Ek bedoel jy het jou ouers sien. Jy is 'n baie vulnerable tyd in jou lewe. Wie sê wat sou gebeur het as jy jou male nog in jou lewe gehad het vir 'n langer tyd? Hoe jou you know, jou self-esteem sou evolve da. Ook baie keer is dit vir my soos 'n Stockholm syndroom. Ek het familie wat ook deur dit gaan, like hulle gaan aanhou terug en is die ou baie abusive of even die vrou, ek het al gesien waar vrouens die man emosioneel teister. Dit is amper soos 'n weird Stockholm syndroom wat jy
kan nie wegkom.
Ja, en baie keer bly hulle weg vir 'n jaar. Ek gaan hulle weer terug. En dan is maar net, ek weet, is loneliness en is al hierdie goed.
Ja, episode is al so 1 of 2. Dan wag sy dat ek werk toe gaan en as ek terugkom is sy weg.
Shit.
Ag, maar die iemand intimidasie, maar dis verby. Jy weet, dis
dit is wat ek nou net wil uitkom is jy het nou daai ultimate vryheid gevoel. Jy weet nou dis verby.
Ja. En weet jy wat, die skryf vir hierdie boek, dit het ek agtergekom hoeveel van my ouers se input is in my siel, is in my. Wat my nou het waar ek is nou. Ek is nou baie sterk en dis as gevolg van wat hulle in my ingeploeg het. Ja, ek het 11 jaar, nee, eintlik baie 40 jaar rondgeloop en nie geweet waar jy nie. Maar op die ou einde het dit wat hulle in my gesit het, het ek dit weer gekry.
Dis amazing. En vir my ook, omdat ek dit gelees het in die koerant en ons is omtrent dieselfde ouderdom, ek het nie besef dat's kinders nie, tot ek nou gehoor het van hierdie boek, toe ek, dit is 'n verskriklike interessante perspektief, en sad, want ons dink nie aan die kinders, wat agtergebly het nie, so dit was vir my baie, baie interessant, en ek is baie bly hierdie boek dan gedoen, dat ons daai perspektief het, en nie vergeet, wat se effect het op jou, en op die seun moes gehad het nie, ons weet nou nie wat is sy story nie, maar dat jy nou jou story so vertel het, amazing, en baie geluk met jou moed en courage, jy weet.
Dankie.
En ek hoop die boek doen baie, baie goed, en ek hoop ons sien mekaar by die premiere. Nou, wie sal jou moet speel, dink jy?
nee, wag jou.
Kom ons dink nou.
That's a good question.
Ja. Kyk, wat se jong kinders, ek weet nie eintlik van die kinders, dis dan iemand moet daar speel as 'n kind.
Ek sien die aktrises se gesig voor my, maar ek vergeet nou haar naam. Nie Elise Kaywood nie, die ander een.
Nee, God, ons praat Hollywood nou, man.
Oh, Hollywood.
Ja. Okay. Nee, kom het local kak.
Now, this is got to be American.
Okay, kom ons vra vir Kathy Bates om gewig te verloor.
As die dogtertjie.
Oh, as die dogtertjie.
Jou pa was 'n groot ou, né?
Ja, baie.
Ja, hy was, sien jy, hy was actually baie aantreklike man, ja.
En normaalweg as ouens so groot is baie stil, hoe was sy karakter?
Nee, hy was die stil nie hoor.
Was hy out there?
Ja.
Great.
Hy het 'n presence, wel hulle albei het dit gehad. Hulle het 'n presence om hulle energie om hulle gehad. Jy het geweet as hulle inkom hoor en vertrek in. My pa het baie maklik gelag, baie maklik.
Ja.
My ma sê sy was meer die introvert. En ek het vir, kom ons sê, 38 jaar het ek my pa geidolise. Tot ek hierdie boek begin skryf.
Ek, toe kom jy ook goed agter.
Ja.
Wow.
Ja.
Hy het, kom ek sê dit vir julle, hy het vir daai troontjie afgebliksem hoor. En dit was my baie swaar.
Maar almal het foute.
Dis wenslik, ja.
Ek dink as ek ook 'n boek gaan skryf vir my ouers, dan sal ek ook seker so voel.
Ja.
Want jy dink
ek was vir 2 weke woedend. En ek het, julle sal dit lees in die boek en waaroor dit gaan. Maar ek het by presies dit uitgekom wat jy gesê het. Hy was 'n mens, ons almal maak foute.
Human mistakes.
Ja.
Ons almal.
En as hy gemaak is, is hy gemaak. Jy kan nie uitvee mee nie. Jy moet maar net aangaan. Ek het ook nou onlangs agtergekom, ek het nog 'n broer.
Wow.
Ja. 'n half
What?
Yes.
Oh my goodness.
Die sondes van die vader.
Oh my.
Daai eng mense daai tyd.
Ja. Dan moet jy weet hoe eng, hoe skande was dit dan.
Ja.
En hoe is dit weggesteek?
Yes.
So, dis nie asof daai mense engeltjies was nie.
Nee.
I love how you just throw that.
Ja, so baie dit.
Ons brand gou hierdie huis af terwyl ons
Ja, nee, eintlik niemand weet dit nie, né?
Jy het dit nou uitgevind.
Nou flap ek dit sommer nou uit.
Het jy hom al ontmoet?
Ja. Baie nice. Baie nice.
Lyk julle dieselfde?
I like baie soos my pa.
O, vraag dan.
Ja.
Yes, dis ja, wel. Dis 'n nice ondervinding, hoor.
Ja. Maar hy was 'n vark met hom. My pa. Hy het hom gebel, gesê you are my father. I know. En hy het net gesê, don't call me ever.
Weet jy, ongelukkig het ek hy story al meer as 3 keer gehoor, wat die tyd, man, hulle sê net, nee, jy weet, is so, is soos 'n skande, is 'n groot ding,
het groot skande.
Dit was die tyd, 'n groot skande.
Ja.
As jy maar net jou oog toegemaak het, geasem gehaal het, en mense omarm het, hoeveel lekkerder was jou, ryker was jou lewe dan? As
ek het 'n fun story vir jou oor so iets. Ek het 'n vriend, en ek dink hy sal omgees, ek sê naam noem hy Kaal. Sê Kaal.
Is hy aangetrek of is hy Kaal?
Hy was ja, daai tyd was hy aangetrek.
Ja.
Maar in die storie iewers was hy nie aangetrek nie, maar in elk geval. So hy is 'n ouer oukie. Hy's op seker nou is hy al seker na 60 al. Maar hy sê vir my, Alfred, leer my, ons het destyds saamgewerk by 'n maatskappy. Hy sê leer vir my hierdie Facebook storie. Laat ons nou. Sit my op hierdie ding. Want hy het baie getoer in Amerika in die 70s ook. Sit vir hom op, 2 weke aan hy bel my, hey boet, kom haal my af van hierdie ding af.
Why?
Hy sê, nee, hier is iemand wat vir my sê, sy is my dogter. En sy, en dis haar my 2 kleinkinders.
Wat?
En toe verduidelik sy vir hom wie haar ma was. En toe besef hy, hy het 'n painting job gedoen, hy het so getoer om Amerika en so in een van hierdie dorpe wat hy so bietjie gewerk het. Hy het my auntie vasgeloop. En toe doen hy bloedtoets en toe is dit sy kind.
Nee.
En hy het hulle toe oorgenooi Suid-Afrika toe, maar nou is hy het all of a sudden soos 'n 30-jarige dogter met 2 klein kinders. En hy's getroud 6 of 7 jaar voor dit en sy vrou het die grootste laaf gehad daaroor.
Sy's like, "Wat sê jy werk?"
Ja, nee, sy was sy's like, "Hoe kan want dit was jare voor hulle eers mekaar geken het. Hy het nie geweet daarvan nie. Sy soek aan hom, is deur Facebook wat sy, want hy was 'n drifter gewees deur Amerika op die tyd. En hulle is nou nog in kontak met mekaar.
Wow.
Ja, dit is wel.
Wow.
Ja,
dit
was 'n nice story.
Dis
maar toe sê hy vir my hel af, want ek was net een antie nie. hy is bang om nog 6 of 7 uit. Nee,
die mens, ons is bliksems.
When are we going to invite your brother onto the show? It'll be an amazing show.
Yeah, we'll have to. My half brother.
Yes.
Yeah, some but you know what's sad, but also nice? It's my mother. She's dead now. Shame. Mm. But she found out about him, and she did meet him, and she was so loving to him.
Oh, that's...
Oh, wow.
And it's not her child.
Mm. Yeah. Mm.
And she was not angry with my... She was angry with my father. Yes. Yeah. But with him, she was wonderful. Wonderful. She was, loved him.
She's
so skuld, nie? She's so skuld, nie? She had him geblame that he so lelijk was. Her man so lelijk was with his kind that he nie wou herken, nie, you know? Mm. But anyway... It's my story. Wat nou
that's
kom.
A beautiful
ek is
story, Casper.
Dis is my volgende fucking boek.
Thank you. Man,
dat kan ek al omskryf.
Ek en Raquel gaan om fucking
skryf. Ja, sy is goed hoor.
But, Adrian, ach, Alfred, Adrian, ons sien vir jou in die Monte Casino. You're going to do your show.
Yeah.
And we gonna, I'm going to see your Afrikaans show on the 7th of July.
Yes, you're all coming. Nooi ons asseblief. I know you guys are invited. Done.
Lisa, dit was so lekker om jou te ontmoet. Dit is soos... Ek weet nie, 'n kapsule van tyd wat ek nou kon vasvat weer. En dit was so nice om jou persoonlik te ontmoet, met jou te praat en ook vir jou Trudy. As 'n surprise, ek dog jy is die uitgewer. Mm-hmm. Maar toe jy sê, hallo, ek is Trudy, dacht ek, but I've read about a Trudy in here. So dit was great om jou ook te ontmoet en dankie dat jy hier was.
Ach, baie dankie. Dit was vir ons voorreg. Dankie dat jy ons genooi het.
Ook. Ach, dit is 'n groot, groot plesier. Baie, baie sterkte. Ek wil asseblief hier met my boek nie teken. Ook, dit sal vir my baie beteken. Beteken. En, Oké, okay, so wat se musiek luister jy Trudy? Wat kan ek vir jou speel? Waarmee kan ons
Ja, ek luister alles. Enigiets.
Wat is tipe van wat sê vir my, dan soek ek iets vir jou.
Dis sit jy my nou so op die spot.
Ek is jammer.
Wat is die laaste liedjie wat jy geluister het of wat is die song op jou phone, most played song?
Ek het actually glad geen musiek op my phone nie.
Oké, okay, kom ek sê vir jou dit. Daar kom 'n tannie.
Perfect.
Van wat?
Wat is sy naam? Ed Sheeran.
It's a perfect. Oh, Eddie, I get the Ed Sheeran here. Where is it? Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
Maar ek hou van pink.
Ek ook, ek hou van blou ook. Nee, ek hou ook van
What about us?
Nee man, wat is
dit vir?
Met Channing Tatum. Och, jy is my mannetjie daai.
Die stripdans ookie.
Ja, sy doen 'n liedjie, haar music video, Ice in die music video. Man, wat is die liedjie se naam?
Ek ken nie. Ek ken vir Pink, maar ken nie hierdie nuwe songs nie.
Okay, ek gaan name, wag. Ek gaan name noem en dan sê jy net vir my
Beautiful Trauma.
Ja, daai een.
Is it Beautiful Trauma?
Ja, daai een.
Die internet.
Dis 'n wonderlike ding, hè?
Wonderlike ding.
Okay, ek forgot it. It's got explicit lyrics, so dis maar so vir jou oor dit toe.
Maar dis 'n Casper radio show.
Ja, it doesn't matter. Nee, maar sy het vir die uitgekak en so.
Ja, ja, ja. Lisa sensitief.
Trudy, julle almal oor aangesit.
Okay, bye bye, dankie en geniet die res van julle tyd en ek hoop die boek verkoop so soetkoek.
Jy.
So interessante storie.
Bye, dankie.
Bye.
Bye bye. We were on fire. This is CliffCentral.com.